you stand for prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love to each one of us and for being with us during this school year. Thank you for your answered prayers and for helping us see evidence of your love to each of us. As we come here tonight for this graduation, please give Pastor Draggett the words to speak what will draw us closer to you and may it help us live each day for others. Guide Chelsea as she graduates from the high school. May she continue to always put you first in her life. As this summer vacation begins, please keep us safe and help us follow the plans you have for each of our lives. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Good evening. Thank you all for coming and sharing with me this exciting time of my life. I would like to thank the school board for allowing not only me, but others such as my brother Jacob and Daniel to continue high school here in a Christian education. My brother and I have had the privilege and honor to have started at Three Angels School in first grade and stay here for 12 straight years until we graduated high school. I have gained wonderful memories from these past 12 years, and there are many teachers who are part of making this school year a fulfilling experience. Although not directly one of the teachers of my grades at the time he was here, Mr. Fiedler, principal and teacher, did many activities involving the whole school. Growing up, I was a very big tomboy, and so I would always go with the big kids and play basketball, football, arm ball, and many other sports. And one thing about Mr. Fiedler was that he is very athletic and would always do the activities of recess and PE with the students. I always learned and observed many experiments he did as well. He also did things like build an igloo with his students, stained glass making, and even skinning an animal in the basement, which, let's just say, it didn't cause the greatest smell for a while in the basement. But we even had the chance to go and have Channel 12 come and record us have our tornado drill, and it was shown on TV. I have very fond memories and learned a lot from the awesome field trips that Mrs. Royal, my teacher for a few years, had planned, like the time we went to the aquarium in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the salt mine, the fair, Cowtown, and so many others. The many field trips opened my eyes to the amazing things God has done and has put in this world. I always looked forward to the end of the school year, not just because school was letting out, but because the tradition of the Hawaiian party, in which Mrs. Royal and many others had put time and effort in planning out so we could have a lot of fun on our last day of school. Mrs. Marching, who had not originally bargained for high school students when she came, was willing to put in the time and effort to stumble in at first into the whole experience, starting off with my brothers and others joining in later. And I greatly appreciate what she has done for us. I also want to thank Mrs. Bechtelheimer for all she has done whilst working at the school, especially when the computers at many times seemed to have their own mind and didn't make things the easiest to get done. But it was not only teachers that impacted me. There are many others, such as Jordan Fowler, a Bible worker, with his Bible studies, and who had even taken a flash trip with us to Turner Falls, where he hiked, explored, and were able to talk and bond with each other. I also, when I started GLOW with Alyssa Singh, I was able to learn ways to witness to people, and with that, as I go into the medical field, I will be able not only to heal bodies, but also to heal souls. There are so many other parents, teachers, and volunteers that have come and gone throughout my 12 years that have participated in making the school what it is and have been the reason why we were capable to do so many things. And I appreciate each and everyone's contributions. I could go on and on with stories of the friends I've made, the opportunities I've had, and the things I've done with the school over the 12 years. But now that I'm graduating, I see how all these things that I've learned from school, such as GLOW, field trips, musical concerts, etc., all tie together as participation for what's to come in the future. I truly would not change a thing about the 12 years I was here, because it is what has molded me into the person I am today. I would not have been able to do any of this without my parents and family providing for me to go to school here, their abundant and constant love, support, and encouragement to stay on the right path and to strive to become the best I can become. Daniel, Dana, Jacqueline, and Emmanuel, you all have a little more experience in school than the others, so I encourage you not to get discouraged when things get difficult and as you face challenges. Hadassah, Louie, Hannah, and Josh, you are all just at the beginning. You have so many more opportunities ahead of you. So each one of you in school, remember to keep God in your heart, and He will guide you in the journeys throughout your life, and you will go far. I chose my aim, surrender, determine, achieve, because I surrender all I have to God, and with full faith and hope in Him as He works in my life. I am determined to constantly make goals for myself and to discover all the opportunities, also to have the mission to portray God in everything I do. I plan to use my skill sets to achieve the goals I have made for myself. I chose my motto, power, unity, and confidence, because I will use the power that comes from the grace of God to influence people in the right way and to conquer the challenges ahead. An important thing in my life is unity with Christ. In each step I make, I hope to build a stronger, unified bond with God as I strive to continue following Him. As I enter many new exciting chapters of my life, I can have confidence that I will be successful through hard work, the support of family and friends, and through the power that comes from the hope and faith in God. I've made amazing memories from this journey in my life, and I can't wait to make some more. Thank you all again for coming and showing your support. I chose the song, The Gift of Love, for my graduation because it tells of a special gift that we should all use as we go about our daily lives. The song's verses tells how we speak with so boldly and we can inspire many. But if we don't do that with love in our hearts, we will gain nothing. And it's not the love that's an emotion, but it's the love that's an action to be seen, experienced, and demonstrated while serving others. I want my life to constantly be a ministry of that precious gift. that not only comes from God, but shows his character. After all, God is love. I know loving people around us can be difficult, but we need to do so, because ministry without love is meaningless.
The school teacher, that nobody remembers a graduation message unless you mess up spectacularly. And that's an interesting dilemma, because I do want my message to be remembered, but I don't want to mess up spectacularly. There's another way, thankfully, and I'm going to count on that happening. And that is that the Holy Spirit will bring to your mind, Chelsea, the core of my message, the thrust of my message, when you need it the most. All right? Now, when I sat down to prepare a few thoughts to share with you here tonight, I asked myself, what would I say to my own daughter at her graduation? And here's what I came up with. It's all right to do well in school. It's cool to get good grades. It's very beneficial for your future to apply yourselves and apply yourself and to spend your time well toward scholastic achievements. Seventh-day Adventists believe in Christian education, and we believe that we believe in developing the faculties of your mind. However, I have to tell you that I don't exactly spend hours awake at night worrying about my kids' scholastic achievements. I don't spend much time at night thinking about their educational pursuits. But what I do spend time praying about at night, there are times when I stay awake at night. And that is when I'm thinking about whether or not they will be surrendered to God. Whether or not they will be determined. And I'm using these words a little bit differently from you. That's all right. This is a little different perspective. You know, talking about your aim. Whether they will be determined to achieve true success or not. And, you know, that's through a trusting relationship with Him. That's how you achieve true success. Young men and young women will often be brought into situations in today's world where they're simply not sure what to do. Their inclination leads them in one direction, and the Holy Spirit of God will attempt to draw them in another direction. And of course, Satan will urge them to follow their inclination of their heart. Follow your heart is a common theme, a common refrain in today's society. Just follow your heart. When it comes to important decisions in life, just follow your heart. Well, that's not exactly biblical, because the human heart is intensely wicked and untrustworthy. And so when it comes down to making important decisions that have lifelong consequences, more often than not, we must not follow our heart, but trust God. You know, I find, Chelsea, that you are at an age right now when you have many vital decisions coming up in the near future, and such as, where should I go to college, or what should I study? Should I live in a dorm? Should I live at home? I don't even know if those are questions you're asking. Should I continue to be actively involved in the church? Am I going to have regular devotional life? Should I protect my mind from harmful influences? Because there are so many input sources in today's society where our minds can be affected in a negative way. Am I going to follow biblical principles for finding a life partner? Sometime down the line, that might happen to you. And we could go on and on. And there are so many vital decisions to be made by young people in their late teens and their early 20s. And that's where you find yourself. Now, you've attended a Christian school, sheltered in some ways from the real world out there. But now you're entering a different world where your character, your inner values will play a role in determining the outcome of your life. And how we respond to those kinds of questions that I just mentioned earlier may have eternal consequences. So here is my counsel to you, Chelsea. The two Bible verses that you have selected for your graduation, Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24, take them to heart. The first of the two says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. In other words, to kind of use the words of your motto, surrender, determine, achieve. When you surrender to God's way and to His will, and determine to put Him first in all things, then you will achieve the very pinnacle of success. And do you know what that is? That pinnacle of success is having God directing your every step. Having God directing your every step is such a privilege. It's something that can avoid a lot of sorrow, a lot of pain, a lot of hardship, a lot of heartache. And it will prepare you for something intensely beautiful, and that is eternity in heaven. If you want to continue to be true to Jesus, you will listen to the voice that says, this is the way. Walk in it. And then you will do what is right, even if that's a more difficult path to pursue, and at times more painful to follow than the way of your own heart. But it is a safe path. It's a path that leads ultimately to heaven. But Jesus also says it leads to a hundredfold in this life. In other words, it brings peace, it brings joy, it brings those values and those characteristics that will characterize heaven. It will bring them here and now and prepare you here and now to actually enjoy being in heaven, because you will have tasted a little bit of it here. Well, I'm out of time, but I'm just going to round this off. You had another verse that I also want to, I shared verse 23 with you, but verse 24 says, though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. But these are the people that allow Him to direct the steps of their life, and in whose life he really enjoys, He delights in every detail of it. But yeah, though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. I remember when my kids were small and they were learning to walk. They would walk from my wife to me, and we would encourage the child to walk. And then the child fell a number of times. Stephanie, Sarah, Joshua would fall. And we would immediately lift them back up and say, hey, try again. You know, falling is something, we're going to be falling when we try to walk. When we try to follow God's way, we may make mistakes. We will make mistakes. Failure is not to make mistakes. Failure is to remain down. But when we allow God to raise us up, to lift us up, that is something that will give us true success. And so, you know, not only that, but this says that God holds your hand. It's not like you are holding His hand. He's holding your hand. And that's good news. Because when my little child in traffic, I was walking, I wouldn't want the child to hold my hand, because the child could let my hand go and run into traffic. I had to hold her hand or his hand. It's very important who is holding whose hand. Let God hold your hand. Surrender to Him. Let Him take your hand and guide you. And when you do, you will experience true success. And you will be able to experience the motto that you have set for yourself. Power. You know, remember, the one who holds your hand, he has all power in heaven and on earth. And through him, you have access to all the resources in heaven every day. Confidence. You can have confidence in that kind of God because of the fact that he has all power in heaven and on earth. Unity. Well, you stated what you meant by that, and I appreciate that. I'd like to add a dimension to that, and that is that as Christian, you have a chance to share with others what you experience with God, and so you can bring about a reconciliation between others and God. That ministry of reconciliation, bringing other people to Jesus, yeah, let that be part of your motto as well. Bringing them to unity with him as you hopefully will continue to experience that same unity. So may you experience true success, Chelsea, as you begin to write the next chapter of your life. Amen.
Tonight, you are taking the next step. Remember 4 years ago, you sat here by yourself again, and seems like you wore blue that night too, didn't you? When we were talking about what colors and everything, I said, do you still have your gown from 4 years ago? She said, yeah, I might as well do it again, wear it again and everything, have blue. And in case nobody got the message, you were all supposed to wear blue tonight, but anyway. So tonight, you are more or less three-fourths of the way through your education, and we want to commend you for that. And so tonight, we want to give you your certificate of completion. When you finish your stuff, you will get a diploma then from Griggs.
The loving Heavenly Father, we're thankful that you are willing to be the true educator in our life, lifelong, eternal education. And as Chelsea has completed one chapter of her life, she's completed high school and she's ready for the next step, we ask, Father, that you will guide her every step of the way, that she will continue in her walk with you, and that she will be a witness for you wherever she goes, and that she will embrace the principles and the values of your kingdom. And I pray for that you will watch over her and guard her and keep her safe in Jesus until he comes back. I pray for her entire family, Father, that your spirit will dwell in their home and that there will be harmony there. And that also her church will be a blessing to her as she is a blessing to it. Thank you, Father, in Christ's name. Amen.